We finished B'siat Tishmah Gedol, Reish Nun Gimel. Yesterday, so now we're at Reish Nun Dalet. I would like to try to do Aleph and Beis. It's not so easy, but it's also not so relevant. It's not so lemaisa. Okay, so the Gemara in Shabbos, Yud Ches Amud Beis, that we've already discussed, which discusses the Shehiyah, the Gemara has a discussion. How are you allowed to leave a pot on the fire? According to Beis Shammai, it should be Shvisas Kalim. And if Beis Hillel also doesn't allow it, the whole discussion is Kalim. No. Even Beis Hillel asks is leaving a pot on the fire. Why Shami Yechata Begachalim? Right? We discussed this 100 times. And then the Gemara goes on to say, but if it's a Gedera Chaisa, if it's a raw thing, it's not going to raw meat, it's not going to get cooked tonight anyway, which we said Lamaisa doesn't work, because nowadays things cook very fast for every reason, but Gedera Chaisa would be Mutter. So then the Gemara goes on to basically talk about two different types of meat. There's Gedi, and there's ayo. I don't know, like soft meat and hard meat, I guess. Gedi is a soft meat, and a barcha is an ayo gadol, which is a hard meat. So there's two two lishonos in the Gemara, and we pass them like the Ikeh d'Amri. The Ikeh d'Amri says like this: the gadya, you have a gedi. Okay, basically you're putting the gedi on the fire erev Shabbos. So the Gemara says, whether it is sarik or lo sarik. Sharik? Okay, that means whether the oven is sealed shut. If you're going to seal the oven shut with Elmer's glue, with teeth, you seal it. So then you can't come to be chote b'gecholim because it's sealed shut. I mean, I guess it's not totally sealed. You're going to take the food out, but it's sealed enough that you're not going to do that. So either way, whether you sealed the oven or not, the Gemara, according to the second Lashon, says Gedi is mutter. And then when it comes to the tough meat, the hard meat, if you seal the oven, it's good. If you don't seal the oven with teat, it's not like this. Rav Ashi says mutter. Rav Yirmiyam Difti says aser. And the Rif, Rambam, Rosh, most poskim, Shulchan Aruch hold like Rav Yirmiyam Difti that it's aser. So it turns out, according to this, the Gedi is mutter, and ayel, if you seal the oven, is mutter. If you don't seal the oven, it's going to be aser. So the Gemara asks, how could Rav Ashi say it's mutter? We have a Mishnah. The next Mishnah, the last Mishnah, this is the last Mishnah, in the first parak of Shabbos, talks about how you can't be tzola basar unless it's going to reach Machal ben Jusai. Actually, that's not the lashon over there. You can't be tzola basar unless it'll be roasted mi ba'odyom. Ela she'atul mi ba'odyom. So the Gemara answers, that's if it's on the coals, on the gechalim. Okay, let's see. So there's a whole introduction over here in the Bir Halacha, which we sort of just did. I don't know. All right, we're going to jump in, but it's the Bir Halacha, Dibar Maskel, Afalpi, goes through all the Gemara and the different. There's two Mahalachim. There's the Mechaber's Mahalach and the Ramah's Mahalach, and we are going to see that right now through the Shulchan Aruch, I think. Okay, let's see. Reish Nun Dalet Aleph. Afa Pisha Basar Chai Mutter Lahashoso. Even though we said that if it's a raw piece of meat, you're allowed to leave it on open fire on Shabbos because it's not going to be ready anyway. Hani Midi Bekedera. That's if it's in a pot. Meat in a pot takes a long time to cook. About Bitzli, but if it's on the fire itself, it's on the grill. She'eta Eish, his mom is near the fire. So then, also in Nichosamuch Echashechem, then it's going to be done very quickly. How long is it going to take? It's not going to take till tomorrow morning for this piece of meat to be ready. You put a piece of meat on the grill, it's going to be ready, chick chuck. They also didn't have frozen meat in those days, which takes longer, but even frozen meat doesn't take that long. So, even though we have a rule called Kedera Chaisa, and you have raw meat that you can leave on an open fire, that's in a Kedera. But if it's on the grill to sleep, it's going to be aser lanicho samach lechashecha. Why she memaher this bashel? Because it gets done quickly. Vasi lechatuya, you're going to come to poke at the coals. Vani mili, but that's only by basa shor o ez, tough meat, hard meat. Av a basa gedi v'of. But if you're dealing with a softer meat like gedi or of, sheheim minutachim ve'ivarim, which is cut up into different pieces, then it's going to be mutter. Why? We're not afraid you're going to poke at the coals. Why are you not going to poke at the coals? Shemichate begachol mischara, because if you're going to poke at the coals by the soft meat, the meat's going to get burnt. It's perfect the way it is. The job gets done by itself. You're going to start playing with the fire. You're going to make it worse. You're going to burn the meat. Perish yetim begider tzliv. You come together nisraf. You know this fine line between well done and burnt. It's going to be burnt. So again, shemichate begachol. Chicken, yeah. Shemichat on the grill. Chicken on the grill. Shemichat the begolcholim yischare chabas. So it's going to get burnt. Sheino tzarich elachamim asayish b'mad. It just needs a little bit of heat from the fire. It does not need you poking at the coals. So gedi and oaf, according to this, is going to be mutter. You're not going to be mechat the begolcholim, but the tough meat you will be mechat the begolcholim, and that's going to be aser. Okay, mishmar sivkot and gimel sheitzel ha'esh. Back in some gimel, afuke tzikeder dino kibe keder umutu lahashoso b'chay. So tzli means it's on the fire. That's a carbon pesach tzli. Then there's something called tzli keder. Tzli keder means it's in a keder, it's in a pot, but there's no sauce, there's no juice, there's no water, there's no nothing. It roasts in its own juices. So by carbon pesach, that's actually aser. That's called mevushal. It's not tzli. You need to be tzli eish, and here it's solely in its own juices. But for purposes of Hilcha Shabbos and Shehiyah, there's no difference in its own juices and the sauce that you put in. It's going to, in that case, it's going to be mutter, because it takes longer to cook. But when it's mamish on the fire, it's on the grill itself, it goes very fast, and then there's no such heter of kedera chaisa. Mishuah sifkotan hei, shema ma'alis basha, gets done quickly. Kasva achronim and reish and gimel, dimini kitnios, yirakos, shishad, varim, rakim, soft food, afidu, bekader, ma'alis basha, bakim, bechai, chashin, and shema yechata. So the heter that we said is not so real, has very few practical applications. But the official heter of kedera chaisa is only by meat, which takes a long time to cook. But not these other things that are soft and vegetables and whatever, things that are easily cooked, so then there's no heter kedera chaisa. The whole point of kedera chaisa is it can't be done, won't be ready tonight, won't be ready till tomorrow morning. Tonight, even if you poke at the coals, it still won't be ready. And if it's for tomorrow, you don't need to poke at the coals, so you won't poke at the coals. But if you're dealing with something, string beans, so it will be ready tonight, and you will perhaps poke at the coals, and there is no heter kedera chaisa. Kedera chaisa is dinner meat. Mishmur sifkat on yud, that if you're going to poke at the coals, you're going to burn your basar gedi and ov. Lefi tam ze ein chilek benim tzaleo batanor shibit mechusa o tzaleo megula etza ish. So the whole point is that it's not good for the meat to poke at the coals. So we don't care if it's open fire, if it's not open fire, if it's a sealed oven, not a sealed oven, it doesn't matter. Hakol shari, everything's going to be mutter. Aval yesh machmir in delakami bagaba deramo is going to be machmir. They all the ain't a mutter gedi va ov. You know why gedi and ov is mutter? When the Gemara says that gedi is mutter, either way. So the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch hold it's mutter either way because you're not going to poke at the coals; it's just going to burn the meat. But the Rosh and the Torah and the Rama, they have a different mahalach, and they say gedi is mutter. Yesh machmir the kame bagos over the ain't a mutter gedi va ov kim kishetzale betanur shepiv mechusa. It has to be in a closed tanur. Sealed tenor. Now, not sealed with teat. That's the mefurish in the Gemara. The Gemara said, bein sharik, bein lo sharik. So even if it's not sealed, but it has to be in a closed oven, not an open grill. V'rak she'en etuach betit. V'oz amrin b'gdi v'ov, d'kosh elezikia v'lo yiftach pi atanor. Why is it mutter? So why does the Gemara say that gdi, and we extend that to ov, ov is softer than gdi, why is it mutter? So the Rambam and the Mechaber hold, because it's going to burn it, so you're not going to do it. And therefore, it doesn't matter the situation. You're not going to poke at the coals, just going to burn the meat, you're not going to do it. The Rush and Tur and Ramah hold that it has to be a closed oven, and the reason you're not going to poke at the coals is because you don't want to open the oven. Why don't you want to open the oven? Because when you open the oven, cold air comes in, and it's going to ruin the meat. Like you have by rice. There's this rule by rice. If you open the pot when it's cooking, you ruin the rice. I don't know. Don't ask me.
Why aren't they using the Lashon to make the ralo and the instick to make the yafelo?
Because that doesn't matter over here. We're avoiding the rules. Meaning we're saying, you're not going to poke at the... You're saying this is a type of mitzvah. It's going to burn. Sex is going to burn. It's like mitzvah viralo. I hear. Yeah, I mean that of course was the rules we saw at the beginning of Reish and Gimel Aleph. Okay. So the Tur and the Rush and the Rama hold it's a din, and you're not going to open the oven because the cold air is going to ruin the meat. If that's the case, this heter is only shayach if it's in a closed oven. If it's open on a mangal, it's not shayach because you will poke at the coals. The whole point is you don't want to open the oven, let the cold air in, it's going to ruin the meat. That's not shayach by an open oven. There's a big nafkamina between the mechaber and the ramah. Come to the mechaber, even on the mangal, it'll be okay because you're not going to poke at the coals, it's going to burn the meat. According to the ramah, we're not afraid you're going to burn the meat. We're afraid when you open the door of the oven, the cold air comes in, ruins it. You won't open the door. Therefore, remember, you won't come to poke at the coals. But let's say there's no door. Let's say it's an open mangal, open barbecue. So open barbecue, then there's still a problem of shemi echat and gechavim. The air is not good for it. You're not going to open up the oven. But if you roast it open on a barbecue, according to the Machmirim, which is the Ramah, you're afraid you're going to poke at the coals. So that's one difference between the Mechaber and the Ramah. What's the heter of Gdi? Is it because it's going to burn, and then the heter is across the board? It doesn't matter how you do it. You don't want it to burn. So we're not afraid you're going to be mechadim gachal, and that's the mechaber. Or no, it's only by a closed, unsealed oven. You don't have to seal it because you're not going to open it. If you open it, the cold air comes in and ruins it. That's only if you're dealing with a closed oven. But if you're dealing with an open barbecue, according to the Ramah, it's still going to be aser shemi mechadim gachal, unless you fulfill the other conditions that it's according to the Ramah, it's already half cooked. Mishua sifkata yud aleph. I don't think we got that yet. Let's see. Okay, the imhu b'tanur v'tach piv b'tit, if it's in an oven that's sealed with this teat, ben gediva of shleimim, whether the gediva of now is shalem, it's not cut up, ben besar shoro eiz, or it's a tougher meat, it's a hard meat, mutter, why? Delo chashin lechiduya, you're not going to come to poke the coals. Why? Because it's in a sealed oven. She bought the toach atanur lechatos tikan tzaruch v'itzdanin atanur v'iskash abos v'yafzi. Now here, because the cold air is going to come in and ruin the food. So the mechaber doesn't open the cold air thing when it's soft, cut up meat, but by the tougher meat, he agrees to that. The Rush and the Tur have a different reason why the sealed oven is mutter. The Ram and Shulchan Aruch sealed oven is mutter because you're not going to open it up. The cold air is going to come in and ruin it. The Rush and the Tur say just it's a pain in the neck to open up. So once it's sealed, you're not going to bother yourself to open it until it's finished cooking. You're not going to open close. Let's see. Hagla. The Ein Chilik was Yud Aleph. Yud Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. Ravi Iskasha Basa. But if it's in a pot, lo mahani k'shutuach b'tit l'derezu. According to this opinion, it's not going to help that you seal the oven. The lo yiskasha, because it only going to hard. The meat gets hard when it's on the grill. But if it's in a pot and it's in juice, even if it's own juices, it's something they're keeping it soft. It's not going to harden. Harden is not let it. That ruins the meat. You want soft, juicy meat. If it's going to become hard, it'll be mutter because we're not afraid you're going to be chotze because the cold air, you open the oven, the cold air comes in and ruins it. That's assuming it's in an oven that's closed with teat. The meaning is to be maker. Why? So that's the nafkamina over here. According to the mechaber, it's going to harden the meat. You're not going to open the door. That's only if it's not in a kli. It's not in a kedera. But if it's in a kedera, it's not going to harden the meat. You will open the door. According to the Ramah, you're not going to open the door because it's a pain in the neck. It's a tircha. So even if it's in a kedera, you're not going to open the door because it's a tircha. So by the kami bagod the masses I'm in the hakav said this really came and she had a mukhan lachdos she saw to be did loyva lachatos. Since it's sealed, you're not gonna open it. So it doesn't matter how it's cooking inside, you're not gonna come to open it. The Rama says hakav. Then chelik was a benu mukhal gamrei ocean is bashel ksas. There's no difference if it's totally raw or it's a little bit cooked, right? That's the chilek ben reish and gimel aleph. If it starts cooking, it's aser. If it's totally raw, in theory, it's meat, it's mutter because it won't be ready until tomorrow. But here it's not relevant because either it's on the fire. Everything we're discussing. So it's on the fire. Everything over here, meaning if we're not afraid of Michal de Bukhalim, so we're not afraid of Michal de Bukhalim. So then even if it starts cooking. Yes, yes. When we're dealing with the tougher meat, yes. So the Mishnah Berurah says that this Ein Chilek is going on all the coolers and all the chumras in the whole sif. Okay, let's go right there. Mishnah Berurah says, okay. V'kol zman shechalal haguf shalem. Now, we were mechalik between a gedi and of that is shalem and a gedi and of that's cut up into pieces. So the Ramah clarifies, Masbir. V'kol zman shechalal haguf shalem. As long as the body of the animal is shalem, even though the legs are missing or the head is missing, that's still called shalem in that it takes longer to cook. It's not when it's cut up, it's obviously easier to cook and quicker to cook. Now here's an interesting lashon in the Mechaber in the Ramah. V'yesh machmirin v'sovrim. The betanur tuach betit hakol shari. There are those that are machmirin say if the tanur is sealed with teat, everything is mutter. So Rabbi Yeshua says, that's not a chumrah. Yesh machmirin that everything is mutter. That's not called the chumrah. That's called the kula. So the Ramah is going on the next line. Because we were machalik in the beginning of the mechaber, by gediva off, if it's menutachim le'evarim, it's mutter, and if it's not if it's gediva off shleimim, then as a din of shor ve'ez, as a din of a stronger, harder, tougher meat.
Longer to cook when
it's
big pieces.
Even though all these kinds of meat, special
kinds
of meat.
If it's shalem, it takes longer to cook.
But
it's like
different meats.
Yeah, so the gedi, we said it's going to burn if you're chote b'gacham. You're not going to be chote b'gacham. It's only going to burn if it's cut up in small pieces. But shalem, it's not going to burn. So there is a problem there of chote b'gacham. Also a chicken. We'll have to have a Friday night barbecue, Erev Shabbos barbecue, to learn the exact halachos, what you're allowed to do, what you're not allowed to do, how you're allowed to do. Okay, v'yesh machmir v'sovrim v'tanur tuach b'tit. If the tanur is sealed with tit, hakol shari. Everything is mutter. Rotzeh lomar. Afilu b'kedera v'nispasha k'sas. Even if it's in a kedera and it's a little bit cooked, and usually where we answer that, that's called shihia, if it's not the least machab and jusai. Here we're not afraid you're going to open up the oven and be lechatos b'chalim, poke at the coals. Kevin shusas on betit, since you sealed it with tit. It's not such a simple thing to do. It's a tircha. Here is cholik on the machaber is machmer. Because the machaber says the problem is that the meat's going to get hard. The meat's only going to get hard if it's not in a pot. If it's in a pot, it won't get hard. So then it's going to be usher again. But according to the Ramah, it's tuach betit, you're not afraid you can open it at all. And it doesn't matter what's inside. With a pot, without a pot, it's going to be mutter either way. Even though he's starting out with the kula, even though he's starting out with the kula called shari, we shouldn't do it tzli, because we're really talking about tzli. We're going to see now that tzli is a chumra. Let's see. However, but on top of the eish, if it's magula, everything is going to be aser. Mishnah Berurah Katan Tes Vav. It's not mamish on the gechalim. Because we already learned the end of reish nun gimel aleph. The mechaber holds if it's touching the coals as a din of hatmana of insulation, it's going to be aser, which we're going to get to at length in reish and zayin. And the Ratzolam eitzel eish. It's the Ramah saying it's eitzel eish. Ubal lafuke b'zemidas mechaber. Zelochilek b'basa gedi shemutu ben itzel b'tanah shabim mechusa ben itzel b'galu eitzel eish. He's not mechalik. By gedi, the mechaber said it's mutter, and it doesn't make a difference. However, according to the Ramah, the Dator ain't had to be gedi kim kishetzoleo b'tanur shepiv muchaseh. But the Ramah says the only time it's mutter is if it's covered, because you're not going to come to open it, because the air, the wind that comes in, the cold air that comes in, is going to ruin the gedi. So that's only shayach if it has a cover. But if it's on an eish migulav, it's on a barbecue, it's going to be asur. Mashen king kol bechaber, it's going to be mutter, because you're not going to poke, you're going to burn your meat. Ubitanur shapiv mechusa el shein toch betit. If the tanur has a door but it's not toch betit, az yesh lechalek ben gedi va'ov v'shabasa kederach nisbayer. So then we have the chilek that we discussed before. Bachinog kisvara zu. That's a sif beis. Now, you go back to the Bir Halacha Aval Bitzli. So this is all going within the Shita of Yirmiyah Midifti. The Rif, Rambam, Rosh, Pastor Yirmiyah Midifti, that if you have a hard, you have a tough meat, and the oven is not sealed, it's going to be Aser. So Mishabura, the Bir Halacha, points out, Bir Halacha Aval Bitzli, he says, I'm Mishabura, right? V'dad, the Kozu L'dad, Sa Shulchan Aruch. Shapasa kishita sarif ram of rosh. Shapasku kurev yermia begamara. The barcha velo, here it says sarik, is aser. Aval yesh od har be rishonim, Rav Haigon, Rabbi Nechanana, Balamor, Rashba, Chumo, Mordechai, Pasku kurev ashi, but the Shabbasa, the barcha velo sharik is going to be mutter. Okay, so he throws in a kula, but the whole thing is working within the machaber. When he put together Shulchan Aruch, he took two of the big three. Certainly three of the big three. The big three are the Rif, Rambam, and Rosh. He took two out of the three. And that's how he passed it. Here you have three out of three. But the Be'er Lecha says, well, the Maaseh, there are many other Rishonim who are Mekel, and therefore, this is B'Shas Hilchak, perhaps there is room to be Mekel. It's not so Halacha L'Maaseh over here. We don't do barbecues for Shabbos. Some people do barbecues for Yantif, but none of this is relevant. You're allowed to be Chayte B'Gachal on Yantif. You gotta cook on Yantif, so it's the only thing you know to do is light the fire. You have to transfer the fire, and then you're in the clear. Fine. Reish and Dalet Beis. So this is from the Mishnah over there at the end of first paragraph of Shabbos. Ein tzolin batzal ubetzal ubasar agabi gecholim. Do not roast an onion, an egg, or meat on the gecholim, on the coals. Unless it's going to be roasted, from both sides, right? you gotta flip your burger upside down. You have to turn your steak upside down. So it has to be roasted on both sides. So here the mechaber passing half chatzi bishul. In Reish and Gimel, he said some say half bishul, some say a third bishul. I don't know if he said that or others said that, I don't remember. But here he says half bishul. Here it's a chumrah. So they talk about there is room to be make up, perhaps even shlish bishul. Fine. That whole discussion how you figure out chatzi bishul. Anyway, so the food has to be kemachal ben jusai. I feel who basar gedi, even if it's a basar gedi. Why? Well, wait a second. We just said you're not going to be chayt to be gecholim. Because you're going to burn the gedi. So now why are we saying, I feel the basa gedi? Why is it to be half done? Even if it's not half done, you're never going to be chal debu chal. You don't want to burn your gedi. So it's a beautiful hara from the, brings down from the Ran, the Magi Mishnah. Here you put it on the coals. You know, there's different ways of roasting hot dogs. You know, you have a bonfire, you know, you have your weenie stick and you're putting your hot dog. So some people put it on top so that the fire ends here and getting the heat of the fire. And some people just shove it right into the fire, comes out black, delicious, and that's that. So here you're putting it on the coals, mamish. So the kevish shinichla gabi gecholim in a choshish elashin salamahera. Why are you putting it on the coals, mamish? Because you want it to be done fast. You know what? It's going to come out black. Okay, you know, it doesn't even want to taste good, but it's going to come out black. Even though it's going to get a little bit burned. So the fact that you put it on the coals is showing that you don't really care if it gets burned. So the whole svara of there's no shemi chate b'gedi because you don't want to burn your meat. When the guy pops it on the gechalim itself, he's showing he doesn't care if he burns his meat. So back to there's a problem. Shemi chate b'gedi. Hilkach, hold on. Chayshin and shemi chate. Aval kishen nitzah. But if it's already cooked before Shabbos, kemachah ben jusai, it's already half cooked. So lo chayshin demasichdi. We're not afraid he's going to be mechatze begachalim. Right, this is the second sheet of Reish Gimel Aleph. I feel with basa shor shema achas shuroi lachil la mechatze lafsido. Since already it's basically edible. At half cooked is considered to be basically edible. That's how Ben Jussa used to eat his meat. So why should you come to me mechatze begachalim? You're just going to ruin the meat. It's already almost ready. It's going well. It's going nicely. You leave it alone. No reason mechatze begachalim, and therefore it's going to be mutter. And here the Bialacha points out about Dibra Masavah Kisha Nitzla, Afilu Ha'os, Shunin Reish, Simin Reish, and Gimel. Even the first sheet of Reish and Gimel that says, when it comes to cooking, you're not allowed to leave it on the open fire unless it's full Mevushal Kotzarko and Mitzdamek Virala. When it comes to tzli, the kulei alma sagi b'kdei ma'achal ben jusai. By tzli, everyone agrees it's going to be mutter by ma'achal ben jusai. You're not going to poke at the coals, I guess, because you're just going to, if you're poking at the coals, it's going to come to, you're going to come to burn it. That's assuming it's like on the coals. Okay, so here the Mishmar of Katan Yedzayan tells us what? I know, but there's no one up there. Mishmar of Katan Yedzayan Agabi Gecholim. Hainu she nogim bagecholim. It's touching the coals. So Dirshu tries to figure out how that works exactly, because we already learned if it touches the coals, it's going to be a problem of hatmana. L'achra tzliya yamtin, he should wait until the coals go out, because another problem of moving coals on Shabbos. Since you put it on the coals, you don't care about it being burnt, it's already going to be burnt. But if you put it not on the coals, but near the coals, we're not afraid that you're going to be chayta b'gachalim, because you don't want to burn your meat. When you put it on the coals, you don't care about burning your meat. When you put it next to the coals, you do care about burning your meat. You're not going to be chayta b'gachalim, because that's going to cause it to be burnt. It's going to get too hot. Shaydeze is chare chabasa. It's going to get too hot. And therefore, mutu dina b'samach l'chasheicha, I feel him lo yeh nitzav odon k'machal ben jesai, it's going to be mutu. Continue b'batsa, shor ve'eiz, who kashya v'dealing with a tougher meat, ma'ina she nitzav kotzar k'vodyom dafki, it has to be fully cooked b'odyom. Why? D'ilav ha'achi, we're afraid you're going to be mechate b'gecholim. Ki lo yeh pasay d'achi, t'ikim sh'ina munach ha'gab b'gecholim. It's not on the coals, it's not going to get burnt, and it's a tough meat, it takes a lot of time, and we are afraid you're going to be mechate b'gecholim, it has to be fully cooked. V'dat, according to the Mechaber, V'dat, Sarama, Kaposkim, De'ein Chilik. There's no difference between on the Gechalim and next to the Gechalim. De'ein Chilik, Bein Agabi HaGechalim or B'samachalim. There's no Chilik. Bein B'Basa Shor, O Basa Gdi V'Of. Hashi'ur She'itzalem B'Odom K'machal Ben Jusai. The Rama said, remember, it's on the coals, next to the coals. We are afraid to be Mechate B'Gechalim. Unless it's ready, it's already half cooked machab ben jesai. Why? I don't understand. Did he just tell us the gedi? We're not afraid you're going to poke at because it's going to ruin it? No, that was a machaber. He said, we're not afraid you're going to open it. You're not going to open it because the air is going to come in. But here it's on an open fire. So it's going to be usher. Shami yechat b'gecholim. V'yemu tuach betit, and if it's a sealed oven, betit shari the didei b'chol gavne, then it's for sure going to be mutter. V'lo chayshin and shiista hatiach v'yichateh. For a custom of sefala to nagu kisvarazu, that we're knowing like the, we're not knowing to do barbecue on Shabbos, but we're knowing like the Ramah. If it's sealed, you're not going to unseal it because it's a tircha. Okay, that's Aleph and Beis.